Angelo Cerbi, Fred from Radio. We are in Rome at the Rome Festival at the MIA, and we are here with Andrew Whittaker and Stefano Massenti, distributors, independent distributors, board members of Europe Distribution. And the first question that I want to ask you both is, how it is nowadays to be an independent distributor in Europe?
It's exciting, but it's also very tough.
I agree. It's difficult, of course.
Why is it so tough now? I mean, is it tougher than 10 years ago, for example?
Probably. You're speaking with distributors from big territories. When you're in a big territory, it means bigger money to buy the movies, but also a lot of effort and money to promote it. So that's really the point. It's tough because, first of all, you have a tough time in looking and sourcing the material. And it's tough because you need to promote it in a very peculiar way, different territory by territory.
So the promotional costs are so high that affect a lot.
Of course, it's very risky. Mm-hmm. So you need to be extremely careful in your choices and in how you date a movie and how you promote it, because otherwise you're going to lose a lot. So our business is all about being very careful but also daring, because you never know what people want to see.
And every week there is 10, 15 films a week to choose from. At the same time, why is it exciting? I mean, I specialize in documentary, and you could almost say it's a golden age for documentary, but we have to fight for the same audiences against Italian films, French films, American films.
Especially American ones, they are like flooding the market in UK as in Italy too. I think.
And we share that language, especially in the UK.
And you share the same market. It's not that it's a different market. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are differences in the theaters. If you see, for example, the exhibition field in Italy, you have the multiplex that cater for a certain audience, and the city center cinemas that cater for a slightly different, sometimes extremely different audience. But the market and the media is the same. And, you have the same week, the big American movie, and the critics will go and see that. They're going to review that movie, so you're going to be in a shade. So it's very, very important to decide when and how to release your movie. That's really key. Somebody was saying the other day, it's how important it is to choose the right date and the right theaters.
Yeah. And sometimes the counter-programming is interesting. So sometimes we deliberately target the big movies, like a Transformers, because in those cases in the UK, other distributors are running scared of those big movies. So it gives us a little opportunity to sneak in and build an audience.
Yeah, of course.
But obviously, you've got to fight that massive, it's everywhere.
If it's a war, you have to fight it.
Yeah. I don't think it's a war. It's just you have to sneak in the spaces that are left and be very flexible to pick all the opportunities the market gives you. Because, yes, there's the big American movies, okay, but there's also the plus 45 that go to the cinema.
Exactly.
You have to cater for them as well.
So we're the snipers.
We are. Listen, one of the key issues that were talked in the panel was the geo-blocking and this fact of this proposition of the European community to open the boundaries in Europe for what concerns distribution and VOD distribution, which could be a bad thing, is it?
It's not a bad thing. It's just like a volcano erupting and destroying anything that's around. It honestly doesn't make sense. Because of how the market is built. Then if the decision is that independent film market and local culture don't matter, fair enough. But we also have to think that the base of the European politics is to promote and foster the European culture, which is made of many cultures. So the many cultures are made by the fact that each product will be available through the distributors in the various countries at the right time. Because there's no such thing as a single market. I'm not talking digital. A single market for a European or for an American or for a Japanese or for a Chinese film is just for an American film.
But why?
And not all of them.
Why do you think that they want to do this? What's the main reason behind it?
So from one side, people talk about portability. You know, so if I go on holiday to Spain or to Italy, you know, I want to watch the films I can watch. And on that front, you can see a driver for that. And you know, that is about people going across borders and seeing that. But on the other side, exactly, culture, the business models, the financing of films, you know, driving a tank through all of that is clearly going to break those models.
Well, yeah, probably something that the system is not ready to manage.
You know,
the
political ideas can be respected, and also the belief there is a need from the consumer, and you know, it is to be respected. Then there is the reality of will this change benefit the consumer or not? Because, okay, you're allowing the consumer to watch a movie that is not Joe Block today, the day after tomorrow, but in 2 years' time, you won't have the problem anymore. There won't be any more films. That's the point. There's no more films, so there's no issue anymore. So, you know, markets have limitations. And, you know, in every kind of market there are limitations. You try as much as possible to make it smooth, but at the same time you have to be realistic of how it works. And I think this has been discussed and go in depth in, because, you know, it's so easily, if you speak to any of us, and we're distributors, but the producers are the first people that are hit, and then there's the exhibitors, and then there's the press, and then there's the video, and then there's the platforms, and then there's the televisions. We're all in the same boat.
So the thing is that it's going to take time to sensibilize the UC community to understand that this is not a path to be walked.
Yeah, wow. Let's take finance, for example. You know, how the financing to get a film. So we're starting to finance films. For us to do that, we do pre-sales, and we pre-sale to Italy and to other territories, and that helps us fund and therefore to get a film made. With a single market, that doesn't
do that.
So then we can't, and then it's impossible.
It's been tried in other sectors. It's not that a formula you can apply to everything.
No. It's not a general rule.
No. I made the example of cheese, which may, but being Italian, I always speak of food, of course. And, you know, once they decided you couldn't produce cheese with raw milk, then you realize that the culture of France, of Italy, of Spain, of everybody, you know, it's based on their product, on the heritage, and we're not gonna, you know, have pasteurized and globalized the taste, and it's gone, and now it's slow food, so it's slow cinema.
Thank you very much. Thank you to Andy Whittaker, to Stefano Massenti, Angela Cerbi from the Rome Festival for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.